Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this one is dedicated to you and you knows who. You and you and you and you. Well, this is a Crown Knowledge session.
Yeah.
Introducing Pat Michelle. World body. Itchy Pong. Number one artist from Africa.
I'm off the book. This crock is trying to get off the hook. Might say, look at this crook. The one who used to crawl before us. Now dealing with the Dead Sea Scrolls script. I see them using different tools to keep us down. Deep in sleep mode, we can't cool. We about to flip mode, cause the method they use are so cruel. They don't give a damn about your G-code. Creep code, this creep are into genetic warfare, beware, this is not for play. Just check the games and lies they display. They got you believing this guy coming from the sky with blue eyes and fair skin. Who is supposed to be taking care of the sea? Check the nativity thing. They took it from ancient chemics and iconics. From way back since they all met. Understand why we must protect our intellect. If you shake the hands, you will surely meet your end. They're mad cause my stick don't bend. They call us savages, but we are original men. And don't follow the trend of feminization of black male. Who is the old man? So tell me Eden Garden. Seed of make you stay there. Pour to the tea, transcend culture through eternity. Liberty for humanity, it's prosperity. African, know your identity. From Ethiopia to Asia, we gave birth to science and concept of religion. They follow our vision in every region of the globe. From military tactics, we practice alchemy that they call magic, so tragic. How the slave trade came about, by being so kind and giving them access to infinite knowledge. The common one is not in a bag. Pay back, now it's time to pay the price for being so trite. I redirect this knowledge like a bloody knife through your chest. Go run and tell the rest, the right you facing is spiritual and rest. The East is still the best, the knowledge you must invest. Pop up to chest, pop up to chest.
Don't distance yourself from yourself.
Know your origin.
Don't turn back away from your way.
Claim your heritage.
You must understand what you were.
So be educated.
Heaven, Sudan, the earth.
Nah.
All my brothers and sisters who wanna know the truth. Perhaps we should rely more on facts. They lay some spooks set like traps in books. Cause we got material proof of our history still standing till this day. So why choose to quote notes from holy books? Wrote by those who provoke your spiritual entrapment and keep you away from the path of your divine roots and boost the notion of a dead past. Actisme, ça ne connaissait quoi la chanson. Judaism, Christianity, Islam got you hooked on the hoax. Full of paradox, true knowledge heals your detox for this spiritual intoxication. Learn to be proud of who you are. We still beyond the stars like the doggone. We don't believe in slogans. It's time to get out of their program and elevate the debate amongst black people. We are all over the planet and we have yet to unite. Sadly, a lot of brothers are deadly towards one another and still worship the white Christ. If you talk peace, they wanna disrespect the architect. And the lack of knowledge makes you a target, subject to manipulation. You must protect your dumb from Sodom. Better must come by now. They know we turned on Earth King on the crown of knowledge. Rough from the edge, but we don't lead with rage. Pure love we driven by. We age slow, remain raw. Understand universal law. Has above, so has below. God love us all, we stand tall and don't fall. Time for recall, it's 2013, clean up. Cause we must team up before our time is up. Let's use hip hop for what is worth and preserve the earth, our turf.
Our turf, our turf. Yeah, we age slow. Yeah, we open the gate. This is our fate. The first should be the last. You can't turn back from your past. Take off your mask.
Yes, yes, man, Babylon. This one was garrison. No comparison. Pro Vigor said that. Yeah, man, Fab Michelle, straight out of Africa. Number one. Itchy Pong.
Hey, Brother Star, are you on the line with me?
I am.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You see what I mean? Good evening, everybody. That was interesting. Blog Talk was doing something really weird, but that's okay. That's just okay. It's been that way for the last, what, 3-4 months, you know, trying to get back on the air. But nevertheless, we are here. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Crown. Yes, We are on the air, finally. I do apologize. You know, Blog Talk is doing what it want to do right now, so okay. We're going to make it do what it do, too. I am Durdana, your host, in the crown live tonight with the one, the only. Welcome back, Brother Star. I'm glad you're on the air with me.
Thank you for having me.
How are you, sir? Happy New Year. It's 2014. How you feeling?
I'm feeling very optimistic, very optimistic, you know. Yeah. As of the year started, I've just been in deep meditation, you know. Usually meditation is by choice, but, you know, sometimes when it hits you, you just have to fall. And that's how it's been with me. You know, I've just been receiving a lot of revelations and just been planning. So as far as that goes, I'm very optimistic as to what this year can bring. I believe for the soul or the mind or the energy that wants to take control, I believe this is that time. If you want it, go get it. That's just how I'm really feeling.
Man, that's nice. I like that. You actually, something you just said, you had mentioned a couple of nights ago, you and I were talking, and you said something about a spirit of revelation. I think you texted me or something, and you said a spirit of revelation. I said, I like that. I like that. It's a spirit of revelation kind of, I don't even know, it's like a fog or a mist, this kind of, you know, resting on the universe. And it, you know, some people will get it. Some people think it'll just be, you know, smoke and mirrors. But a lot of people will get that fog, that dew will land on them, that spirit of revelation as you're talking about. So I like that. That was very nice. But yes, 2014, I don't know if anybody ever thought that, you know, 2014 would be here now. And there are some people who say, well, you know, I never doubted it. 2014 is here, so now what? Now what? And we're going to talk a little bit about, and now what? We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. We're going to talk about just changes in consciousness and all of these nice new age, new wave words that are being thrown around, ascension and consciousness and awakening and enlightenment and God knowledge. And it all sounds good, but we want to talk a little bit about what it, you know, how we were introduced to a lot of the things that we're going through now and a lot of what we feel now and a lot of where all of these new words are going and what they're, you know, new, I guess you could say new perspectives of what's going on now in the universe and the cosmos, how we feel about it, what you've experienced over the last year, what you're looking at going forward into this new, what I call shift, even though it's a new cycle, a new year, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Did get a chance to read the two of the three last pieces that you sent me, and let me tell you, wow. Wow, I can't wait. We were a little, this is a little impromptu show, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just, you know, getting back on the air after about, you know, 3 or 4 months. Brother Rashad is transitioning into some new things. He will be joining us on and off on the air. I brought on Brother Star. If y'all missed the piece that he read the last time or a few times back, he's on the show. You got to go back and download that show. Awesome. Awesome piece of meditation, piece of light, piece of his Akashic records. You have to enjoy that. But let me tell you, brother, you are, to me, you're doing an awesome thing. The eyes have not heard and eyes have not seen and ears have not heard yet. The greatness is going to come through the words that you are presenting and putting down. And I know that's just your heart speaking. So what's on the forefront for you right now?
Well, you know, right now, I would say, you know, I'm still continuing in the path that I was last year as far as, you know, getting the STAR project pushed forward, you know, the STAR. But, you know, I was looking at towards the end of the year as far as getting the STARS project, because they're together, but they're different. But now I'm kind of focused more on the STAR project as far as getting the workout and the words out, because I'm not a teacher, but I believe I do have information that can be shared. And you know, like I said, when it hits you, it just hits you. And the pieces that I've been writing, the energy has been hitting me. It's just been hitting me. I know that it's not for me. I will go ahead and say that. So if it's hitting me, who am I to be selfish with it? I need to go ahead and do that.
Exactly.
Like I said, you know, and you know, the creativity mode, you know, we are our God. So if I'm going to be a God, I'm going to create my world right now. You know, for those that want to live in it, feel free, you know, because, you know, it's just about showing love and light. And I believe that, you know, there have been those out there who have, they have shared their world, and you know, they really haven't done anything positive. And it's not me talking down or, you know, discouraging what they're doing, But to me, it's just I'm ready to offer something different because I believe that there's some thirsty souls out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are thirsty souls out there. There's some fearfulness out there. I think there's a little bit of disorientation going on out there. I know for me personally, I'm thinking about out there, inside of you sometimes you feel a little overwhelmed, but I think it's just the physicality of it all. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot to take on, so I definitely feel that energy from you. I always feel that sincerity that comes from your heart. It speaks from your work, from your words and your craft and what you do. And again, that's something that I'm definitely bringing into the Crown. Some brothers that were on before that brought, you know, their rap knowledge, you know, that God knowledge. I really want to give rap a new name right now because it's getting a bad rap, no pun intended, but rap is getting a bad rap, you know, right now. So, you know, the brother Fab Michelle and Proviga that was on the show, and they brought, you know, their God knowledge to the show. And, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that sincerity, you know, bring your craft. Like you said, you were just saying you were creating your world. You create your world your way. That's what it's all about. And like you said, those who choose to partake in it, you know, they something in your craft, in your work, in your world, in your universe, the way you create it resonates with them. And so they, you know, and so they choose to do so. And that's what it's all about. It's going to be a different look after 2014. I'm excited about it. I don't know about anybody else out there. I am, yeah, I'm hyped. Let me take care of a little housekeeping real quick. Yes, we are back on the air. I am your host, Dardonna, and I'm live on the air with the Brother Star. Glad to have you. Welcome back. I keep saying welcome back, but, you know, we take our little transitions every now and then, but we're not going too far. We may take our little hiatuses whenever, you know, whenever we feel the Spirit says so. Speak to the ancestors for a little while, as Brother Star says. We meditate for a little while, but we're always coming back. The Crown will not go down. It will only expand. And if you would like to be on the air with us tonight, please call in. The number to call in, if you happen to be on the computer listening, is 646-652-2178 to speak with us on the air about whatever you're feeling about today, tonight, this time. 2014 is officially underway. You know, what have you gone through? What are you expecting? I hear a lot of people saying this is make or break. This is a make-or-break year for me. I've heard that a few times. You know what? This year is now or never. You know, and we're not talking about the normal, you know, quote-unquote New Year's resolutions. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, are you going to tap into your sincere God knowledge? And I'm going to say something real corny, but will the real gods please stand up? Please.
I like that. Well, you know, you say that, you know, but saying that, you know, I'm in that same mind frame right now because I believe it's a critical time, which is very crucial for us to do so, because you have many out there who will claim that that's what they're not, but then you look at the energy and the vibe they're bringing, so you question, who are you really? You know, so therefore, if you come with this sense and this light, you know, saying, this is who I am, well, you know, show us, because your fruit speaks, your actions speak, regardless of what you say.
Check
you know?
Out.
And so, you know, we're in a world where, you know, information is being freely given. Information is out there if you choose to look for it. So, you know, if you choose to look for it and, you know, you see that we need to balance this field out, let's balance it out. So, yes, we are the gods. Let's come do our thing.
Yeah.
And I have so many tests that I've really, you know, I could say I've set them for myself, or maybe I've just seen them in my vision. But, you know, this year I turned the golden 30, you know, in this time frame. You know,
nice.
So I believe that, you know, as a, you know, second phase of you, but, you know, third is, you know, where I can, you know, claim to be. I really don't know how to put that in words, so maybe I shouldn't even put it in words because I might mess that up. But I know that the work. I know that the work needs to be done. You spoke of something earlier when you said, you know, there are people out there that are fearing, and that word fear, I've almost come to hate that word, you
mm-hmm.
know, but it's something that's real, so you can't really hate everything that's real because what's real exists. So with that being said, you know, I've come to dislike it, you know, to the fullest, but it's a hindrance to people. You know, people don't know or people try to study it, but if you just understand that it's nothing of any benefit, that you just do away with it. Like, fear does not exist in my world anymore. If I want it,
right.
I'm going to get it. If I believe
right.
I can make it happen, I'm going to do it, you know. Now, this would be patience and balance, but the elimination of fear, that's got to be It has no room in your world.
Yeah, there it is. That's it. And the thing with that, you know, it's a word. You know, people. I mean, you have to put words in perspective. And I think a while back you and I were talking about, you know, how, you know, speaking, you know, different words and not really knowing what they mean. You know, we have to be careful of that too, because, you know, it's language. What do we really know about language? You know what I'm saying? But that feeling when you start to, I think I heard someone say, things that you believe in are the things that you make real. So if you believe in it, you know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, if it's hate, if it's love, if it's evil, if it's, you know, if it's fearful, if it's glorious, if it's abundant, it depends on what you believe in. If you believe in your heart, in the sincerity, in the deepest realms of your heart, that something is real, and that, you know, that goes to a lot of things that we've talked about before, religion. I've heard it being said that one man's God is another man's devil. That's very interesting, you know, and you know, we use those terms in everyday language, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, you know, that thing that you won't treasure, somebody else will. And that's very interesting. That's a very interesting concept. So, you know, you have to put all of that in perspective. And as you were speaking of fear, you know, there are things that I'm still cautious of. Even, you know, even as I've grown and gone through things and I know better about a lot of things, and there are still things that I'm reserved about. And I think that's just, you know, the physicality of being a female. But the goddess in me, yeah, I have to agree with you. There's no fear there. I think that at this point, if I can reach into a realm of unseen and make it seen to me, I'm going to do it. You know, there's no fear there. What am I to fear? So I think that's huge. That's something that's very powerful that you say that. And there's a lot of people who will say that up until that moment. Well, what is that moment? That moment where you really have to put those words, you know, as I say, you have to put the rubber to the road. Okay, so now here's a crisis or a situation that, you know, it could go either way. You know, it could take you out possibly. You know, where's your heart? Or what are you made of? You know what I'm saying? Where's that heart? Where's that thing that, you know, you stand on that says there is no fear here? And so what I was getting to and saying all of that is, it's all an illusion. And the physicality of it all, it's all an illusion. So that's where we differ from those who take risks, those who go for the, you know, they reach for the gold, so to speak. You know, they don't allow anything to stand in their way. They, you know, they push the envelope in certain areas. And then there are those that, you know, they just will not cross a certain line. Say, no, you know, this is my comfort zone right here, and I'm not going beyond that comfort zone. And the only reason I say that is because that was me.
Mm-hmm.
That was me. You know, there was a line that I would not cross. I would never in a million years, if you'd have told me 10, 15 years ago that I would end up in New York. Yeah, okay. So, and I know to some people it's like, oh, you know what, that's nothing. But for me, in that particular moment in time, it was a huge deal. So fear is perspective. So yeah, I like I appreciate the fact that you said that. We have a call on the line before we get into our other topics. Let me see if our caller has a question. Caller on the line, if you have a question that you want to ask, or if you want to get in on the conversation, you need to press 1 on your keypad, and I will pick you up, and you can get in on the conversation. And tonight, Brother Star and I will be just kind of talking and reflecting on 2013 and just, you know, transitioning into, I hate to say a new year because it's all cycle. Everything has a cycle. Everything is cycle. We go in, you know, out with the old, in with the new, you know, out with the bad, in with the good. But the thing is, you have to have both. Both are necessary. That brings me to something that I just remember that you mentioned to me the other night, if you don't mind me saying so, about your daughter.
Of course.
She had Ginger Brown. My goodness, God bless her. The baby goddess. She, you said that she had mentioned once to you that she likes the good God and not the bad God. Did I get that right? I don't want to misquote the goddess. Trust me. And can you tell our listeners how old your daughter is?
She just turned 4 on the 16th of December.
Check that out.
We just talked one day, and you know, she said, "Daddy, I like God." She said, "I like the good God. I don't like the bad God."
And immediately my mind went to both are necessary. Now, I know that's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, and a lot of people aren't really going to understand what we're saying here, but at 4 years old, you have to know this what we would call a baby, but she's actually a God sent here with a message, with a purpose. And so that's what we're understanding today. And in her, even with the what they call the baby brain on her, she still understands that, look, you know, I don't know what's going on here, but I like this side better than this side. But she also understands that they both are necessary. So hence the reason why I say, you know, we go through the cycle. You gotta go through the bad to get to the good.
You do.
You gotta go through the hell to get to the heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. So you understand, if you want to go to heaven, how do you think you're going to get there? But and that in too, again, is something else that brings about the quote unquote fear when we talk about death and dying and possibly, you know, Donna, what's going to happen when we no longer have this flesh? You know, in my mind, I'm saying, whew, thank God, you know, but a lot of people don't see it that way. What do you think about that, Brother Stark?
Well, as far as, you know, the flesh, yes, you know, that's another another life form that we move into, and this flesh really holds us so much. And if you don't mind, let me rewind back to as you were just speaking about the children. You know, the children, you know, they're the angels that have come forth in this portal. You know, they're the freshest or the closest to heaven. So, you know, they have such an innocence. We claim it's innocence, but really innocence is when you don't know. But what is it that they don't know? They don't know the contaminations of this world. You know, they don't know the mysteries or what the flesh really brings to them in this world. So at that time, you know, they have a fresh mind. So, you know, like they say, you know, a child is innocent. They don't judge, or they judge fairly, because at that time, they're the closest form of innocence, you know, the closest form to heaven. You know, it's the portals, you know. I remember Rashad and I, we spoke about that one time, you know. So, you know, if you pay attention to some stars that have been here, you know, even Yeshua said, you know, suffer the children, you know, let them come unto me. You know, I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson. You know, he always put a lot of emphasis on children, you know, because, you know, if you look at, you know, where you know, you look at media and music, a lot of that targets the youth, because the youth have, you know, they're the ones who keep it, you know, they keep the thing going, you know, and then there comes a new set of youth, So, you know, this flesh has to be tackled at the beginning, you know. But once one can get beyond the flesh, then you can, you know, exist in nothing but the spiritual. Yes, the flesh is still there, because it's your body, it's your vehicle, you know, it's how you get to where you need to get to, but you don't live in your car the whole damn time, do you?
No.
You know, as I look at it, you know, you have your car, you know, you go where you need to go, but you don't live in your car, and that's how you should treat your body.
That's very nice. That's very nice. I like that.
Thanks.
Yes, it's interesting. One of my mentors that I know and love and follow and have been following for some years now had mentioned in one of his lectures that the children that are being born, and I'm sitting here as you were speaking trying to remember what year he said. I don't know if he said after 2001 or after 2010. It was one or the other. But he said those children being born after that year, which he called either the crystal children or indigo children, they will not know fear as, you know, the way that we have known fear in this lifetime. So whatever purpose or mission that they are, you know, they chose to come back through, the parents that they chose to come back through and be here for whatever the reason is that they need to be here, they will not know fear the way that we have experienced fear. And that's new. That's about as new, and that's something that I have never heard before. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. That puts a whole new perspective on. Basically, you can say that if you're not paying attention, there is a new species coming into being, because that's very new. Not to say that it's, you know, a bad thing or a good thing, but that's just a new, that's a different type of being. Because I don't think there are many people on the planet prior to whichever year that was that he said that has not been in some type of fear of something, you know. And again, we're using the word fear kind of loosely, but just that area of, you know, unsure, you know, unsteady, or even upheaval, chaos, whatever you want to call it, whatever sets that notion in your mind that this is the end of you as you know it, they will not experience it that way. That's the most incredible thing I ever heard. I was like, wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting. But I can definitely agree with you. They're brighter, more brilliant at a much, much younger age. Yeah, I've heard some awesome and miraculous things from 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds. If you're paying attention to your child has a message for you. Anyone out there, if you have a child, and more specifically, if you have a child under the age of 5, and you pay attention to your child, they have fresh, new information from you, straight from the source, and you really should be listening to it. It's awesome.
I like what you just said. You know, you said if we listen to our child, I believe all of us have an inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe at times if we listen to our inner child, you know, that's where we're at, our form of creation, because what our form of creation is imagination. There's no judgment. So, you know, you listen to your inner child, you know, there's no judgment. It's creation, period. It's what the soul wants at the time, you know. So if you want it, you're going to make it. And I believe, as you were saying earlier, you know, this might be that year. Some people say, you know, make or break it, but I believe that we all, that, you know, we'll come to some type of test where we will have to, you know, be tested by our words that we've spoken, you know, they'll come to manifest, you know, to prove to yourself of who you are. And it's not a good or bad thing, you know. So if you're to be tested and you feel personally that you fail, you know, you will go back to the drawing board. You know, I believe this is that year, you know. It's nothing negative, you know. Mind frame, all that, all this that there'll be, you know, that's been said about mind framing, going to get it, you know, how you want it. This is that year for it to be seen. I was speaking with a star earlier this week at work, and we were talking about writing. You know, he writes songs, and he was telling me about my writing and how, you know, he admires it, you know. So we were just having a discussion, and he asked me, had I read a book called As a Man Thinketh? I don't know if you have, but check it out. It's by James Allen.
Say the title again.
As a Man Thinketh.
As a Man Thinketh, okay.
About 75 pages, you know, not too long, but it's a great book because it talks about, you know, a man creating his reality and how the base of his thinking affects all that, you know, from habit to, you know, body to spirituality. I can put the book down, you know. I read it in less than 12 hours, you know, so okay,
yeah.
I gotta have this book.
Wow.
I gotta read it.
Yeah.
It's one of those books, you know, it's like I want to spread it to people, you know, not to say, hey, you know, this is what I think or believe this, but, you know, I believe in everything written and everything that's read, everybody gathers what they need to gather from it, whether it be, you know, the Quran, the Bible, the ABCs, whatever it is that you read, you gather what you need to gather from it. So I believe that's a book that would be very informative, you know, for thirsty souls out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually listened to part of the audio of As a Man Thinketh. You can actually pull it up on YouTube if you didn't know that. It's an audio, because sometimes if I'm, you know, in the morning, I'm getting dressed or, you know, I'm trying to get somewhere or something, you know, so I'm usually, audio is good for me. And I retain a lot. But I also, you know, read books along that line. And I have read The Power of Thought, and The Power of Positive Thinking, by two different books by two different authors. And the same thing is, you know, is that, like you said, that inner voice, and you and I were kind of laughing about it the other day. And I said, you know, I talk to myself all the time. You know, I have usually, and, you know, most of the time it's out loud, but a lot of times it is that inner conversation that I have with myself. I will argue with myself, and I know it sounds strange, but and sometimes I'm just silent and I will listen. And sometimes it comes back in a vibration. Sometimes, because not always words, because I'm not necessarily looking for words or, you know, words, voices going off in my head. That, you know, that might be a whole nother show. But but I'm listening for, sometimes it's a vibe. My heart will beat maybe faster, or if my heart is already beating fast and I'm upset, my heartbeat will slow. And it's very strange too, Brother Star, because sometimes it's not me doing it. it's very interesting. A part of my body will vibrate. If I have my eyes closed and I'm in meditation, I will get a flash of a certain color that will just in my mind's eye, and I will see this color. And I'm just now starting to pay attention to it. So, and it was interesting because I said, you know, I have these conversations, and at one point I was having a conversation with myself, and then a dead silence came over my whole being. Like, I couldn't speak, and there were no words or nothing, you know, no thought, no anything, and it was just a dead silence, just nothing. And so I'm beginning to pay attention to those things that happen when, you know, and usually I'm really focusing on something, or I'm upset, or I'm going through something particularly, you know, trying or frustrating or something like that. And I just love the fact that you and I talk about meditation. That's one of the other things that I wanted to talk about tonight too, a little bit, and going into what. First of all, how did you get introduced to meditation? Was this something that you always did? And how are you doing things? What are you going to do differently in your meditations going forward?
Well, I don't know if there's anything that I want to do differently. You know, the meditation, it will command you. You know, and I say that because, you know, God bless you for, you know, the conversation that's going on, because you spoke of silence. You know how we must obey. You've heard the term, there is no speech or language where the voice is not heard. You know, sometimes it's not about voices. Sometimes it's just that overstanding. As I spoke about a few shows ago, you know, this realization. Sometimes it's, you know, just a thought or a look in the eyes. It's just that little moment. You know, it wasn't, I believe it wasn't this past Saturday, maybe the week before. I can't remember when to be exact. But I sat down to write, and I could not write. And it bugged me, but I just sat in silence. And when I just sat in silence, I mean, the meditation came over me, and so much is being revealed to me. It was overwhelming. I'm like, okay, what's the reason for this? That's what I wanted to know first, you know. So I believe at that point, you know, it was kind of like, okay, you don't control your meditation. You know, meditation will happen to you when you need to know something, or when, you know, when it has a message to be delivered, you know. So everybody's got their different ways of doing it. For me going forward, I think I would just listen to the vibe, you know, the vibration, the frequency, you know, the energies. I'm an energy man. Everything about me is energy. I read energy. I exist off energy. Energies affect me. If you want to know about me, you want to know about stuff, you know, stuff about energy. Energy, you know, I'm like, you know, I pay attention to them. I study them. Even dark, negative, bad energies, you know, I try to study them, because there's some dark, negative energies that's not their true being, you know.
You can learn a lot from it. Yes, I agree.
Sometimes they're crowded by, you know, other energies on top of them, but deep down inside or under there, you know, there's a bright energy, you know. So I'm attracted to energies. Energy is how I live, you know. So as far as my meditation, I would say that's how it's going to go, because, you know, as you said earlier, talking about where people talk about consciousness or however they, or what's the word that they want to tag along to it. Do you remember that time I called you? It was September 2009, and I can't remember what happened, but something fell on me that night before, you know? And I was just sitting in a room, and some spirit fell on me, you know? And at the time, that's the way that I was able to describe it. I said, a spirit fell on me. And ever since that time, I've not been the same. You know, my eyes have been open. You know, I've been, you know, looking for certain things. It's just a different person. I'm just a different person. I spoke with a lady. She's, you know, high on tarot reading, and she's a psychologist. She's a psychic, you know, many things. And when I discussed that with her, she told me, she said, well, in my world, or what I think may have happened is your room made space for another spirit to come in and finish work that was not done in a previous lifetime. You know, and I wondered about that, because I was like, okay, maybe let me give this time and let me see what she's saying. And I sat down last week, and I was in silence, and, you know, I had to meditate just due to the silence, or just the way that, you know, the energies have been hitting me this week. Maybe that's what it is. I really don't know what it is, but I just believe that meditation, you know, will hit me. It used to be something I used to set time for. You know, I'm a Rasta, so I used to have my angel food.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know, and I've kind of strayed away from that. There are times for it, but not so much. But, you know, I believe that, I don't know, you just make time for it and it hits you. But I believe that it's something that we must make time for. You know, my girlfriend and I, it was she came in the room the other night. You know, she asked me, she said, so this meditating thing, how do you do it? And I can't really explain to anybody, describe how to do it, because I believe for all it's different. You know, you'll find your way to do it. But I believe, you know, when you set your mind on what it is that you want, or if there's a certain energy that you're trying to overstand or just detect, you know, you just have to get aligned with it and just...
Yeah, yeah, I agree on so many levels with what you just said, because I think, and I don't recall anybody ever, I mean, I know that on a few shows I explain a little bit about, you know, getting into yourself, and, you know, sometimes I'll joke with a little bit and say, you know, sit down somewhere and be quiet. You know, basically that's it. You know, what your mamas and your grandmamas used to tell you, sit down somewhere and, you know, get quiet, sit down somewhere, be still. And basically, you know, at the basic bottom understanding of it all, that's it. Here's the issue that I've found with a lot of people, not everyone, but quite a few people don't want to be by themselves. Now, and I went down this road one time with a few people, and it ended up, oh, well, you know, they're down, is, you know, it's not good to be by yourself all the time. And I took issue with it, because, you know, I had a couple of family members that used to tell me, you know, you spend too much time by yourself, and you always by yourself, and you always alone. And before I came into, I think I've always been conscious on a level, quote unquote conscious, on a level from the age of 15, as far as I can remember. And as far as I can remember, I've always had an imaginary friend. Okay. Yeah, I'm probably never going to have a date after this show. But she talked to herself and she got an imaginary friend. Somebody need to call her. But along that line, you know, I've always been interested in the stars. And you know, I remember, you know, looking at astrology books and stuff like that, and my mom's, you know, like, what are you reading that stuff for? You know, you're supposed to read the Bible. You're not supposed to read that stuff. So, you know, it was that type of growing up. But I remember on a level, you know, when people say, you know, how come you're not outside playing with other, you know, other children? And I knew that I could, and I would force myself to, but it really, it wasn't so much shy. But it was, I'm not interested. You really don't know how to get that across at, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old. And then, you know, fast forward, moving through high school, same thing. So I remember those moments where I started being okay with being by myself, but other people weren't okay with it. So saying all of that, fast forward to being a grown woman, you know, I'm a very social person. I know how to go out, socialize, make friends, network, whatever you want to call it. 85% of my time is spent by myself, because that helps me to keep my sanity on a lot of different levels, on so many levels I can't even really explain it all right now. But having that moment, those times to myself where I can face my demons, you know, I can rationalize things in my head, rationalization, which is something that's really going away, especially if you start reading these stories about, you know, possible zombieism and all that. I don't know if y'all believe in all of that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying, where is the rational mind right now? So, You understand? So we're getting into a whole lot of different shows right here. But the thing that strikes me is the amazing amount of individuals, especially females, and I'm going to put myself out there and say that because I'm a female. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be alone. I got to have some company. I got to invite people over, and I want to, and the whole man thing, that's a whole another show. You know, I don't want to be by myself, and I want a good man. I want somebody to be, you know, and it's not so much that they need it, is that they want it. Now, and that's a good place to be. It's not, I'm not saying it's good or bad to not need someone, because, you know, primarily nowadays most women, particularly black women, you know, we are making more so money than the black men in just that aspect. And so we have the finance, but we want the romance. So, you know, in that aspect, they say, oh, you know, I come home every night and I'm this and I got my candle in my bottle, but I don't have anybody to share it with. You know, so, but taking the time to be able to be quiet in a quiet place, facing your, and I know I use the word demons, but facing your demons, your issues, your troubles, your problems, you know, the type of person that you are. And the saying goes, you want to become spiritually, not necessarily in a physical realm, but you want to spiritually have that in you that you want to attract. So you got to look for, you know, there's no amount of makeup or weave or weight loss or Mary Kay or eyelashes. All of that's fine and well. It's great and it's beautiful. And, you know, we do what we do is, you know, nobody can pull it together like a black woman, let me tell you. But spiritually on the inside, you need to manifest that which you want to, that you want to attract to you. I check myself all the time because, you know, when a brother approaches me, I want to see it coming. Mm-hmm. Not just miles away, days away.
Wow.
I want to see this brother coming days away. And that's a new concept because we want to get so much out of the physicality. I was speaking to a really good friend of mine, a male friend. He's back there in Nashville, and, you know, we were talking about relationship, and he's gone through some transition, and I've gone through some transition. And I said, yeah, you know, and I've, you know, been trying to just be healthier and this. And he said, you know what? He said, Dee, we've really gotten beyond physical necessities, haven't we? And this brother doesn't consider himself conscious. I thought that was deep. I really thought that it was so simple, but it was. He said, really? He said, we really have gotten past physical necessity. Really? We should have at this point learned that there's something deeper that's making all of these other relationships, you know, that's missing from all of these other relationships that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But the insanity of it is we keep doing it over and over and over again. So that's a long way to go to get back to meditation, which is what we were speaking of before. But I agree with you, Brother Star, that it is crucial. And again, I know people are getting sick and tired of me saying this, and I've said it plenty, plenty times in several different shows. I stay out of relationships most of the time. But when I am, and I'm not saying all of the relationships that I've been in were perfect, but they were perfectly fit for me. Why? Because I took a look at me, not what somebody else thought I should have, not what somebody else thought I should be, not because somebody else felt like this might be the good thing for you. And, you know, people are quick to tell you, this, she's good for you, or he's good for you. And you have to sit down and understand what's good for you yourself.
Exactly, because, you know, some people say that just because somebody might be a good man or a good woman, but just because they're a good man or a good woman doesn't mean that fits your bosom.
Absolutely.
You might need salt, you might need sugar, but you know, you might need pepper that you could complete
you
your
might
meal.
Need
you know, so you know, yeah. So you know, for everybody it's different. You know, so I agree with you on that one right there. But you know, it's funny you say that because you know, I was speaking with, you know, a friend who asked me to reach out to another friend. You know, he wants to get to know her, so. You know, I did my little do for them, and I saw her. She had asked earlier this year about, towards the end of last year about speaking with the psychic, You know, and I knew where her energy was at, but I didn't say anything. So I just took that opportunity to speak to her. And, you know, I read where her energy was at, and she was just, you know, looking for that companionship. But like you said, it was beyond the physicality, you know. But mm-hmm. she couldn't explain it. And she's like, you know, I don't know why I'm changing or why I don't like to go out no more, blah, blah. And I'm I'm thinking to myself, you know, because all that shit is superficial,
right.
you know.
Exactly.
All that shit's fake, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so. But when you begin to look for real, you know, you begin to see that, you know, if you can have a companion that, you know, that is equally yoked with you as far as, you know, your desires or your aspirations or, you know, whatever it is that's important to you at that time, you'll begin to see that all that other stuff that's promoted or that you feel for in the past is not real. You know, so
right.
like you said earlier, delusion.
Right. You know? We're being, you know, we get flooded with so much of the superficial. You know, if you are not in tune with who you truly are, it tends to be it does tend to be overwhelming. It will make your mind play tricks on you to tell you know this is what I need. Oh, you know I like this or you know this is me because I'm a butt man. I'm a leg man. You know I'm a breast man. You know and this is and that's all fine and well too. We under you know men are visual creatures. Women are emotional creatures. Well, I want a sensitive man. You know I want a man that you know and oh well, I want a man that you know pays attention to me and you know but I also want him to have money. But I also want him to be at home. You know we want it all. It's just when we. We want six men in one. That's yeah. yeah, I want him to be sensitive, but I want him to be emotional, but I want him to make money, but I want him to be at home, but I want him to. So we want Superman. So come on, y'all, be Superman. Be Superman. That's it. I am speaking straight up, and you know, and a lot of times you ask a woman, you know, every now and then, you know, if you ask a female, well, what do you want? You know, what is it that you really want in a man? What, you know, what kind of man do you want? You know, and 9 times out of 10, you know, either number one, they don't really know, or they'll say something that they think may sound clever, like, well, I don't know what I do want, but I know what I don't want. That wasn't the question. And knowing what you don't want is only half the battle. Or they'll say, you know, they'll give you a list. They'll start listing things, you know, just like I said. Well, I want him to be smart and handsome and tall and he has money and he's sensitive and he's brilliant and my daddy likes him, my mama likes him and this and that. You know, and they'll start listing things. And 9 times out of 10, we don't know. We really don't know. We want Superman. And so when somebody asks me, I want Superman. Well, Dordana, what do you want? I want it all. Well, what do you mean you want it all? I want everything. How does a man give a woman everything?
That's
well,
a good question.
You know, and everything, do I mean everything in a physicality? No, because anything physical I can get for myself. Give me something that I can't get for myself. So, you know, those are the types of, you know, those are the types of things that we deal with as females. But, again, oh, excuse me, you guys, that was my microphone. But, again, you know, all of that goes back to who you understand yourself to truly be. And that I just went back there so that it will remind me to ask you. You say a couple of things that's very interesting to me, and I never asked you before, although I have a surface understanding. You say seem, which I think I know what seem means when you say seem, and you also say I.
Yes,
or
I,
the I, yeah. And yes, I. Yeah. Can you explain that?
Okay, well, usually, you know, a lot of that kind of resonates to, you know, the Rasta or to, you know, Jamaican Patois scene. It's just, you know, I see what you're saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what you said, you know, I see what it's seen, you know, past tense, what you said, I see. Mm-hmm. And then yes, I, you know, it's more like, you know, our spirits are in agreement because, you know, if we I connect to the powerful, to the I, to the most high, we're all in agreement. So, you know, when I say yes, I say yes, I, like our souls are in agreement. You know, some people might say yes, I, as in, you know, yes, my fellow God, you know. So that's what that is. When I say okay. Yes, I, it's just, you know, it's agreement, you know.
Okay, so that is definitely along the line that I was thinking, because I heard something a few months back. I was into listening to the yogis and the gurus, and again, you know, if you're new to Crown Knowledge Radio, Durdana, I soak it all up because I know how to chew up the meat that's nutritious and spit out the bones that have nothing to do with me. So that's just the way I roll. I don't ascribe to any religion. I don't ascribe to any understanding of any particular group or any belief. I ascribe to me, myself, and I. And it's interesting that you had said I. But there's also a book called The Power of I Am. And in the beginning, this particular guru was saying in the beginning was the I. And then the I took on the I Am. And then after the I Am came our persona, or what we think is when we say me. So me as in, this is me, I work here, this is me, I have this family, this is me, I'm married to this person, this is me, I go to this school, this is me, I have this religion, this is me, that kind of thing. So once we started identification, we got away from the spiritual I, and now we proclaim the flesh to be me. And that's where the difficulty and separation comes. I thought that was very, very interesting. And I have understood it on the spiritual me, that true self on the inside of me. I've always known that there was something other than this flesh. And I remember being younger, not as young as 15, but maybe like in my late teens, early 20s, looking in the mirror and finding out, what if my flesh just fell to the ground right now? What would I be? And I remember asking myself that question, like right here, right in front of this mirror. First of all, it probably scared the shit out of me. But secondly, if I did not have flesh, what would I be? And
that's a real question, you know, because there are some people that really rely on their flesh or dwell in their flesh so much that if you were to ask them that, it would scare the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was just, yeah, that was a way to transition easy into that death question, because it's amazing how many people, you know, feel, oh, you know, I don't want to talk about death and dying. And it's like, well, you know, the transition that we're in right now warrants it. It merits it. You know, it almost has to be spoken. And with that being said, you know, there are me, I'm one of those people, I'm not going to say a lot of people, I am one of those people who believe that this is just the beginning.
See.
So when the flesh is no longer there, and I know people are like, oh, okay, you know, you're going to reflect on, you know, 2014, 2013, but this all has to do with it, because there are going to be things coming online after 2014 that people have never seen before, and it is going to make you question your mortality in ways that you have never questioned it before. I'm seeing it now. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
And I was just, you know, and I think that's kind of been the base of my meditation this week. That's kind of had me, you know, like, you know, I think that's why I called you the other night, because I was like, you know, what is this? I really couldn't make sense of it, you know. So much was just being downloaded, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to make sense of this, but, you know, the question of mortality and what's purpose and what's reason. Although I knew, it was kind of like, you know, maybe there's a whole new concept of it, I don't know, but so many questions of it and so many levels to it that, I don't know. You're in constant search, you know. You're mm-hmm. constant searching. I guess I'm excited for those who are, you know, at the beginning. I'm eager to learn more, to see what new levels I can ascend to, because it's all about the ascension. That's what it's all about, the ascension.
I think what made it easier for me, and again, now, you know, I've mentioned to, you know, on several occasions that I have had, I don't now, but I have had mentors in the past to help me along the way with a lot of different understandings. Not that I took on their belief or what they believed, but just opening up new avenues to think about some of those things. And as we were talking the other night, you know, it is overwhelming. But you can only eat a piece. You're never gonna eat it all. We're never going to understand it all. We're never going to get to the root of the source of why the holy books came to be. We're never going to get to why the African slave trade went down the way that it did, and who are the true kings and queens of Egypt, and why do we live here and the moon is there? I mean, I'm just making up stuff right now, but you get what I'm saying. You know, there's so much to this, what we see with the physical eye. But the important thing right now over everything else is your third eye, or should I say your first eye, because what we're looking at with the physical eye right now will not be. So we have to go beyond that to be able to see that which is to come. There is no beginning. And you were saying, you know, people that are just beginning, they are where they are. They didn't really start. They didn't really get initiated. They didn't really get set up. You just start where you are, and you just take your journey. There is no end. There is no end, because remember we were talking the other night, there is no, okay, but then when I get to this level and I come here and I'm this type of master and I've mastered this area and I've become a great teacher or a great guru or a great scientist or a great shaman, and then I've moved on to here and I'm old with a beard and I have this. And guess what? When you're old with a beard and half breathing on your deathbed or wherever you are, your journey's going to keep going. So the meditation, it comes right back to meditation. That meditation keeps you centered. It keeps you sane. If you listen to everything that you see on TV, you will lose your freaking mind. If you believe every book that is written out there, you will lose your freaking mind. If you listen to every soothsayer and shaman and anybody that wants to come in and say, you know what, this is the hardcore truth right here and this is all you need to believe, you will drive yourself crazy, because you're going to once you start to hardcore believe anything, all of the crazy shit that you could ever think of in your life starts to unravel right before you, and you will begin to question what you believe. Case in point of that is those who are willing to kill themselves over what they believe. And I'm not just picking on Muslim of any level of Muslim faith, but people that are willing to kill, not just themselves, but other people, mm-hmm. about what they believe. Mm-hmm. People that are willing to destroy a culture. We need to wipe these people out because they don't, you know, they don't have our bloodline and they don't believe what we believe. We got to kill them. That's when you know your cheese has officially slid off. Your cheese has officially slid off its cracker, because that's just, that's not a part of the God process. The God process does involve upheaval, yes. It does involve violence, yes. It does involve bloodshed, yes. Because we take this physical form very seriously. And that which is to come, because we don't understand the uncertainty, you know, this is the right God, and no other God is, no, this God is the right God, and no other God. So, and if you step back and you look at the big picture, the two questions you have to ask yourself, first of all, or two things you have to come to realize, first of all, everybody can't be right. And we're all going to die. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what language you speak. I don't care what area of the planet you live on. I don't care if you live on another planet. It doesn't. Everybody can't be right, And we're all going to lose this flesh. So now where you go after that, that's on you. You know, that's on you. But you, you know, when you get to the point where if you, you know, that's what the internal search is for, because you, your internal search will reflect that which is truly you. A lot of people are not going to like it. They're not going to like that Brother Star is very laid back. He's very reserved. He's concerned, but his concern is not reflected on those around him. It's more so a concern of, you know, how can me being Brother Star give comfort, a level of comfort to those other people. And you're not standing up on a podium and you're not arguing with people about your beliefs. You got this, you know, and in the meantime, the abundance and the love and the prosperity is growing all around you. How does he do that? Because you've done this internal search. And so now just imagine if everybody did that. You see,
that's crazy. You know, I touched on that. You know, that form of meditation. You know, wish I could. That's why I could have read it maybe the next show.
We're definitely gonna get that in. Yeah.
That's okay. That's very true.
Yeah. So before we run out of time, we still have about 25 minutes left in the show. I like it when it gets deep and nice and relaxed and you feel the energy flowing, and I like to let it flow that way. We're going to take a break, a little breath right here. What I would like to do with the ending of 2013 and the beginning of 2014, we lost a very beautiful soul in Brother Nelson Mandela, Tata Madiba, as he's called in South Africa. And I just want to do a little tribute to him. With this new transition into 2014, Tata Madiba was very well loved, not just in South Africa, but the world over. A true king, a true God spirit. And I want to just do a small tribute here. We're going to take a little break, about a couple minutes, Brother Star. And we'll come right back and we'll wrap up this reflection of 2013 and our transition into 2014 and the communication of our soul, our body, our mind, and what we're looking forward to. New things coming for the crown, too. We'll talk about that a little bit when I come back. I am your host, Jordana Rafia. Happy, thrilled, overjoyed to be in the forum tonight with the star material himself, Brother Star. I am so happy to have you in the forum with me. This is Crown Knowledge Radio. Call in, ask some questions. You still have time, 646-652-2178. If you're on the phone and you want to come over into the chat room, I believe it's open. I haven't even looked over there. I'm going to tell you the truth. www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. And if you just want to come in and just click real quick on the button on our show page so that you can follow the show, 2014. I know I've been gone for a little while, but I will be back. Don't worry. We're going to be on the air for quite some time. Here's a small tribute to Tata Madiba, the king, the God spirit, Nelson Mandela, who made his transition. We love him. He will truly be missed. We'll be right back.
Thank you. mwanda wako zulu Dona gele vima zulu Mungu mwuse bako zulu Mungu mwuse bako zulu Mungu mlando wako mwuse zulu Tishone mwuse zulu Lungu kosi wako zulu Dona gele vima zulu Apela mafu kwa wazulu, zulu ka mtu kwa negandaba, zulu ka funga no makeba, nina baka mchania, nina betilo, zulu ka chumisulu iini, senipelu kwa mazimuzimu, senipelu kwa iteki za jizweni, niya kredana, niya kodulana, isi kwa zangeyeni mikonto, sekwanele, mazulu, malutu, mazulu, malutu, mazulu.
Yes, and we are back in the crown. I am your host, Adana Rafia, and glad to be back on the air with you tonight. I am in the forum tonight with Brother Star. Star, are you back with me? Brother Star, did I lose you? I'm sorry. Let me see. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. There you go. So glad to be back. This is a little, a small tribute from the crown to the God, the pure soul of Nelson Mandela. Glad to be sitting in the crown with the Brother Star tonight, just reflecting a little bit on what we've been through and what we're ascending to and where we're going as far as consciousness. And we're still going to do the energy show as well, too, Brother Star, because I had a really deep conversation with a brother about the conscious, so-called, quote-unquote, conscious community. It's going to be very interesting, and I'm going to try to get the brother to call in on the show when we do that one a couple Sundays from now. So just so you know, it's going to be every other Sunday for the Crown right now. I'm going to come hell or high water, I'm going to be on the air, people. I know, you know, we're dealing with the elements, we're dealing with you know, Blog Talk Online and other things that happen, and unless, you know, unless there's just no internet altogether, I will be on the air, and preferably, hopefully, surely, I trust that Brother Star will be with me in the crown as well. And he was speaking of a couple of your pieces that you wrote, and I did get to read two of the last three that you sent me. There was another one, I think, The Match, that I have not read yet. But other than that, yes, I'm so excited. I can't stand it. Just awesome work, awesome material. I told you, you have not seen yet what those words and your craft and your art and the passion and opening up your Akashic Records the way that you do, that's going to be a very huge level of light for you. So just wanted to give you that. So we are talking tonight about those things that, you know, we've gone through, and those things, and meditation, of course, very, very important. I don't think myself or Brother Star can stress that enough, having that moment with yourself, just that reflective moment. And I know I was talking a little bit about, you know, some people just can't get in that area of being alone, being, you know, having that time by themselves. I had a beautiful brother who actually calls himself a shaman. He's also a metaphysical healer. And he told me, you know, to go into a dark room for a couple of days, like a weekend, when you're not doing anything, if you have that kind of space where you can go in. He said sometimes it may even be a closet, and you stay there for hours in the dark, just with yourself, meditating. Now, I know people are going to hear this and say, you know what, this chick is really, she really is weird. But a lot of people, and it will be weird to a lot of people, because they just cannot fathom being alone with their thoughts. And that's the part that I left off earlier when I was saying it. And not just alone physically with someone, but just alone with your own thoughts. A lot of people are afraid of what they think. And that in itself is very interesting, which for the most part, what I believe that thoughts do manifest things. So what you were just talking a few minutes ago, as a man thinketh, that has a lot to do with it. That has a whole lot to do with it. So as a man thinketh, so is he, is how the saying goes. And a lot of people are afraid of what they actually think. I don't think there are very many people, and you can comment on this too, Brother Starr, that really say truly what they think. Not all the time. Do you agree with that?
I agree wholeheartedly. You know, for some people it's fear that it may manifest. For other people it's fear of judgment, or, you know, for some people they just, you know, they just know that it's better not to, you know, speak on what they think, you know. And I fall into all three categories from different times, you know, or, you know, depending on the situation. But that's very true. It's very true.
Right, and hence the reason why I said earlier, I myself all the time, because I have a tendency to say what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dangerous. It has gotten me in trouble. Sometimes those things do manifest, and I will recognize that, oh, you know what, that's my fault, because I remember saying X, Y, Z. So, you know, your words have power, definitely. So you need to be careful. It's a well-oiled machine here, but sometimes the machine does have flaws, because your mind generates an energy. It's electricity. And you were speaking earlier about reading energy. Energy rotates itself into something magnetic. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, so don't start listening to Dardana saying, oh, she's talking about chemistry. I am talking about chemistry. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a professional. I am an alchemist by spiritual nature. We all are. So once that electricity starts to rotate itself into something magnetic, and it goes through the brain process, and it goes through, I don't know, the thinking process, but the thing that makes it manifest, as we say, and again, please tune into our next broadcast when we start breaking a lot of these words down. So when it at the moment that it really manifests, the part of your body that comes into play, the part of your physicality that comes into play, is your heart. Nothing can manifest itself in your life if your heart, it has to be an emotional level of energy for it to even play out. Because if you don't really believe something and you just blow it off, and you know, remember I was using the example of the lipstick on my butt cheeks or something in the last show, and it was, you know, when you're just flippant about stuff like that and it really doesn't stick, but when you are upset or you are frustrated or you really have this belief or you want someone to really believe what you believe or you really want someone to hear your point and you want to get your point across and your heart comes into play and even your tears sometimes, you want to get this point across, it will manifest itself. Somebody broke your heart or somebody betrayed you. Somebody stabbed you in the back. Someone made fun of you. Something, you know. That's why I tell people, stay off Facebook for a little while. If you don't have a real organization or business, you know, Facebook can, because, and those are written words. It's like once you write that down, it does not go anywhere.
Exactly. You know, words of the heart and meditation of the mind will cause it to exist.
Check that out.
That's the truth. You know, that's why, you know, we have to be careful, you know.
Watch what you say. Yeah.
You can speak wisdom in person, and, you know, once you speak it, it's out there.
It's done.
Like you said, you know, the emotion, you know, the universe picks that up because of the energy, so. Words of the heart and, you know, meditation of the mind.
Yeah, and I can hear some people, you know, now, well, they're not, you know, some pretty nasty things being said on Facebook. Well, if you feel in your heart that it's nasty and it's directed towards you, you would begin to manifest those things in your life. If you feel that it applies to you, then you will take those things. And well, I'm not talking about the person that wrote them. I'm talking about the how are you receiving that information into your being?
Yes, sir.
And so a lot of people, when I say, you know, I don't watch TV, I don't have anything against TV. I just don't watch a lot of it because I have to limit what goes inside of my being.
You have, because, you know, those thoughts be implanted into your being.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
The easiest way to do it is
I'm on the same path because, you know, I'm not a big fan of TV. And my girlfriend asked me often, you know, why don't you like watch TV? I just don't. And I remember speaking to you a few weeks ago when I was thinking of, you know, deleting my Facebook just because I didn't feel like taking in on unnecessary energies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I understand that whole thing completely. It's very vital.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, once faith, and I believe once people understand the importance of, you know, balancing the energies that you allow, you know, around you or into you, you know, then you can understand, you know, your focus or your creation or your world or your being, or even, you know, for those that really don't understand who they are, at that point they can really begin to see who they are, because at that point they're not judging their thoughts by what they see or by what they hear, you know. They're judging their thoughts by, you know, what the self truly provides for them to see at that time, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are certain people that, you know, I know everybody out there understands, there's certain people you just can't be around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately, we probably work with most of them. Not all of them. Unfortunately, so a few of them are in our families. It just is what it is. See, that's what I mean, you know, Brother Star, I say what I think because I have to get it out because I spend a lot of time by myself. I can't keep thoughts in my head. I got to get it out. I'm either going to get it out on Crowd Knowledge or I'm going to get it out somewhere else. So I might as well use this forum to get it out. But, yeah, sometimes there are people that you just, you can spend maybe 3 minutes in a room with them and then you got to go. It's just, yeah, you can't do it. It's, you know, people, family members, you know, just certain people you don't want to be around. And again, you know, it's not an antisocial thing or it's not an introverted thing. It's not, you don't want, you know, I'm not saying just hate people or anything like that, but you have to limit the amount of negative energy that stalls a lot, and I can get into a lot of things like the pineal gland and your vibration and raising that vibrational energy. And maybe down the road we will do that. I'm going to do a show on chakra energy and how that energy is manifested, how it can be stalled in certain areas of your life if you don't allow that energy to be open. We'll get into a little bit of sexual energy. Yeah, 2014 is going to be hot, y'all. So stay tuned. We're gonna get into some levels of sexual energy. Oh, Brother Star is ready. Don't get it twisted. He is ready. He's ready. So we, you know, and all of that comes to play. You know, we will have fun with it, but at the same level, it is very important. Sexual energy, sexuality is taking on a new tone. It's taking on a new, you know, I'll say it, and I'll, you know, do my disclaimer for Star just to, so he will not be guilty by association. This is my view. This is not the view of Star or Star Foundation. You know, if you're just fucking right now, you are wasting energy.
See, that is true. Speak that again. Please say that again.
If you are just fucking, you are wasting energy. So, okay, Dardana, so what? I like it. It's fun. It feels good. So what? So don't nobody care. This is you. We young. We only live once. So what? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you so what, but you got to tune in. You got to tune in to shows to come. Maybe I'll announce that show on the next show. So you got to tune in to Crown so we can put that down. But don't get it twisted. The level of spirituality and the level of mentality that it takes to understand a new level of sexual energy, yes, Brother Star is definitely there. And we understand a lot without even that tone. And when, you know, when you start talking about sexuality and, you know, oh, you want to take the fun out of sex. Oh, no, on the contrary, I want to put a new fire into the sexual realm.
Really, there's no sexuality without sensuality.
Sensuality is the whole game.
That's where it begins.
That's the whole game. Oh, my goodness, yeah. We're going to say that. We ain't going to, no, we can't give it to him right now. We can't give it to him right now. We're going to say that. That's hot. And, you know, I want to get into, you know, we'll get into a little bit of the physicality of it too, as far as spiritual healing for the flesh. And how do we handle all of this? How do we handle the overwhelming? How do we handle the aches and pains that we feel in our body? How do we handle the, you know, the just the mental pressure? I hear people talk about, you know, the mental stress, and, you know, my skin is getting dry, and, you know, my hair is falling out, and, you know, and the sisters that are, you know, picking up weight and gaining weight, and, you know, brothers feeling sluggish and they're feeling tired. And so I'm going to get in a little bit on the new area of study that I'm into, the naturopathic healing. We're going to talk about herbs and herbal healing and that type of thing also on the show in 2014. So you want to tune in for that. And I have some special guests lined up to speak a little bit in that area. So and if you feel that you're an expert in the spiritual sexuality realm, hit me up. You can email me at crowngoddess@gmail.com. That's crown with a K, goddess@gmail.com. And let me know if you're an expert in any of the areas that I just mentioned and you want to come on the show and get into the conversation with me and Brother Star. Please feel free to do so. Brother Star, it's going to be hot, 2014. I'm ready. So I wasn't just, you know, over here sleeping on you. I was just, you know, I was getting it together. You know, I was going through my little spiritual transition here in the NYC. But, you know, it is what it is. You still with me? I didn't lose you.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
No, please.
So, and I also want to, you know, again, reiterate that Brother Star will be bringing his beautiful, what I really want to call masterpieces, and I'm just at awe at how you open up the floodgates of your feelings and your thoughts and what is really on your mind, and put them into verse and flow the way that you do. And again, you know, I said just see that manifesting into such a beautiful light for you. And I am so honored and so humble and so grateful that you, you know, chose to come on the show and share that with myself and the listening audience. And so we are going to work, we're going to do some real work, and we're going to put our heads together in 2014, and we're going to manifest some great things in the crown together. How does that sound?
Oh, I'm all for it. All
right.
And bless you too.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and I appreciate this time. I always enjoy, you know, coming into you and just being real and open and, you know, having fun. And, you know, I can't act crazy on here by myself, or they really will put me away. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on, you know, being my backup. So.
Likewise.
So that I can, you know, I got to get, this is right now, you know, the crown is where I get my, you know, I just release that energy and get it out. And it was a long time coming. Glad to be back on the air, and loving it. I want to bring more of this type of energy, but so much more. We're gonna kick it up a notch. And Brother Rashad is out there.
Yes.
He is going through his transitional period. Yeah, no. He actually touched base with me about a day or two ago, and he said, you know, just hold tight, because he's transitioning through some things, and, you know, the gods, those that have ascended to a level, much is required. So he is doing his thing, and we'll be back on the air with us very soon. And I want to put this triad, this pyramid of angles of light together, I just have this whole big manifested love thing going on in the crown, and I'm so glad that you brothers are a part of it. It just does my heart so good for a good old goddess like me. You know, I like it. So we're going to see what happens in the coming year. And so any last words going into 2014 for the people out there?
Make it happen. That's all I have to say. Make it happen.
Nice.
I will. Just make it happen.
You said, man, by any means necessary. I feel that.
Make it happen.
Big ups to Brother Malcolm. By any means necessary. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, I am loving it, and appreciate you again for being in the crown with me tonight. And you know, we're going to do this again. Remember, it's going to be every other Sunday from this point on. Brother Starr, myself, and pretty soon, you know, Brother Rashad will be back in the forum with us as well. Brother Starr, it's been a pleasure.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. Here is the Steve Miller Band and Fly Like an Eagle. We're going to go out on this one. Thank you so much for joining us in the Crown tonight. This is your host, Adonna Rafia, and we'll see you again real soon. Peace, everybody.
Into the future.